Hi everyone, this is just a quick heads up to stay safe on WhatsApp. Unfortunately, there are some people out there who may try to trick you into sharing sensitive information. Please remember that no one from StreamGlobe would ever ask you for codes or numbers. Also, if you're on any of our StreamGlobe WhatsApp groups, if you receive any unsolicited messages from a member of your WhatsApp group, don't panic. Don't leave the group. Simply block and report such a person to WhatsApp using the report option. They won't be able to send you messages again, and WhatsApp will take appropriate action to prevent this from happening to others. Such people will most likely be eventually banned by WhatsApp. So please be careful as you use WhatsApp, and remember to forward StreamGlobe Devotional to your friends and contacts on WhatsApp.
Hello, and welcome to StreamGlobe Daily Devotional. Your host is Pastor S.D. Abraham.
Today's StreamGlobe Devotional is titled Fruit of the Spirit, Part 6. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall be taking our Bible reading from Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. I have just read from the New English Translation. After Lan Ray's adoptive mother gave her life to Christ, she became very sorry for the way she treated Lan Ray all his life. He was a very little boy when he lost his mom, her younger sister, and had to come live with her. No one knew who his dad was, but that was not the reason she nursed resentment in her heart toward Lan Ray. The real reason was because of the way her husband died. Her husband died in a car crash, and he was with Lan Ray's mother on that trip. Rumors abounded as to why the two of them were together on that trip. It was rumored that they were having an affair and were going on a weekend getaway when they got in that fatal crash. Lan Ray never knew this. He was just a year old when he lost his mom. He was living with his grandma when this happened. The trauma of his mom's passing was the reason his grandma was no longer able to take care of him. He now had to be raised by his mother's sister, the wife of his mother's alleged lover. It wasn't until after Lan Ray's adoptive mother received the Holy Spirit that she was able to get over the hurt of what happened to her husband and sister 28 years ago. Because of the hurt and insecurity that she inherited from her first marriage, her second marriage was a failure. She never knew real peace until she made Jesus the Lord of her life. This peace wasn't the result of the situation of things around her. It was the product of a change of heart and nature. The understanding that all things are under God's control is the key to our peace as God's children. Nothing can happen to you by accident. God is in control of your life and times. If you are in Christ, go into today asking the Lord to help you abide in Him and comprehend all the practical ramifications of what it means to abide in Him. Our yearly Bible reading plan for today shall be taken from Job chapter 15 to chapter 16. This Bible reading plan is continuous, so if you begin with us today, for example, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The audio comes up next, Job chapter 15 to chapter 16.
Then Eliphaz the Temanite replied,
"Would the wise answer with empty notions or fill their bellies with the hot east wind? Would they argue with useless words, with speeches that have no value? But you even undermine piety and hinder devotion to God. Your sin prompts your mouth. You adopt the tongue of the crafty. Your own mouth condemns you, not mine. Your own lips testify against you. Are you the first man ever born? Were you brought forth before the hills? Do you listen in on God's counsel? Do you have a monopoly on wisdom? What do you know that we do not know? What insights do you have that we do not have?
The gray-haired and the aged are on our side, men even older than your father.
Are God's consolations not enough for you, words spoken gently to you? Why has your heart carried you away, and why do your eyes flash so that you vent your rage against God and pour out such words from your mouth?
What are mortals that they could be pure, or those born of woman that they could be righteous?
If God places no trust in his holy ones, if even the heavens are not pure in his eyes, how much less mortals who are vile and corrupt, who drink up evil like water? Listen to me, and I will explain to you. Let me tell you what I have seen, what the wise have declared, hiding nothing received from their ancestors, to whom alone the land was given when no foreigners moved among them. All their days the wicked suffer torment, the ruthless through all the years stored up for them. Terrifying sounds fill their ears. When all seems well, marauders attack them. They despair of escaping the realm of darkness. They are marked for the sword. They wander about for food like vultures. They know the day of darkness is at hand.
Distress and anguish fill them with terror.
Troubles overwhelm them like a king poised to attack. Because they shake their fists at God and vaunt themselves against the Almighty, defiantly charging against him with thick, strong shields. Though their faces are covered with fat and their waists bulge with flesh, they will inhabit ruined towns and houses where no one lives, houses crumbling to rubble. They will no longer be rich, and their wealth will not endure. Nor will their possessions spread over the land. They will not escape the darkness. A flame will wither their shoots, and the breath of God's mouth will carry them away. Let them not deceive themselves by trusting what is worthless, for they will get nothing in return. Before their time, they will wither, and their branches will not flourish. They will be like a vine stripped of its unripe grapes, like an olive tree shedding its blossoms. For the company of the godless will be barren, and fire will consume the tents of those who love bribes. They conceive trouble and give birth to evil. Their womb fashions deceit.
Then Job replied,
I have heard many things like these. You are miserable comforters, all of you. Your long-winded speeches never end. What ails you that you keep on arguing? I also could speak like you if you were in my place. I could make fine speeches against you and shake my head at you. But my mouth would encourage you. Comfort from my lips would bring you relief. Yet if I speak, my pain is not relieved, and if I refrain, it does not go away. Surely, God, you have worn me out. You have devastated my entire household. You have shriveled me up, and it has become a witness. My godliness rises up and testifies against me. God assails me and tears me in his anger and gnashes his teeth at me. My opponent fastens on me his piercing eyes. People open their mouths to jeer at me. They strike my cheek in scorn and unite together against me. God has turned me over to the ungodly and thrown me into the clutches of the wicked. All was well with me, but he shattered me. He seized me by the neck and crushed me. He has made me his target. His archers surround me. Without pity, he pierces my kidneys and spews my gall on the ground. Again and again he bursts upon me. He rushes at me like a warrior. I have sewed sackcloth over my skin and buried my brow in the dust. My face is red with weeping. Dark shadows ring my eyes. Yet my hands have been free of violence and my prayer is pure. Earth, do not cover my blood. May my cry never be laid to rest. Even now my witness is in heaven. My advocate is on high. My intercessor is my friend as my eyes pour out tears to God. On behalf of a human being, he pleads with God as one pleads for a friend. Only a few years will pass before I take the path of no return.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, or give to this work, visit our website at streamglobe.org.